Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the girls cross country coach, Rochelle Tipton. And Rochelle, thanks for spending time with us. I know you've been fighting the bug or something with your team this past week. How's things looking there?
Hopefully everybody's getting through it and it's also done being spread around. but we do at least have, you know, a little bit of time before our next meet at Wartburg. So hopefully, you know, we got a little wiggle room, but yeah. Just get everybody back and healthy and ready to go for that meet.
Yeah, unfortunately, you had a couple that weren't able to run at the big home meet that you have every year. And a good turnout there again for the spectators and a good field at the Steve McDermott 49th Annual Cross Country Invitational.
Yeah, it really was. You know, it's one of those things like, oh, man, like that it happens at our home meet. You know, they had goals to want to, you know, do really well there. But at the same time, I'd still rather, if they're going to be illness and sickness, that it happens now instead of later down in the season when we're wanting to get, you know, good times on good courses and good competition at conference and districts. And so I guess if we have to have it, we'll have it now.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Audrey Muckler was your top runner there. And usually she's kind of pushed by Alexis, but Alexis was one that wasn't able to run. So what'd you think of Audrey's time and effort?
Audrey had a really nice race. She was about 40 seconds faster than this course in this race last year.
Okay.
So that was nice to still see that progress that's being made even just from season to season. I know she probably still wanted a little more from herself in terms of maybe beating a couple more people, but just trying to remind, you know, that it's still a process and we don't need best right now. We do need it at the end of the season.
Talia Friedman also placed well, got a top 10.
Yeah, top 10. I mean, and that was definitely something that was doable for her to get. And so it was nice to see her get that goal. And again, was another one who was, you know, about 50 seconds faster than this meet last year. So
now the Wartburg one coming up, what kind of a course is that?
That one's flatter. There's a couple spots that have some inclines, but it's flatter. It's a maintained, like, cross-country course.
Okay.
So it's going to be not a little smoother as well in terms of footwork and how they come down on the grass. So all good things, along with just a ton of kids in competition that, like, can really push you.
Oh, whole big field.
Yep,
huh?
Yep.
Okay. Is it similar to any course you've been on earlier?
It'd be kind of similar, I'd say, either to the St. Louis in terms of like how kind of flat it is. It might have a little more of an incline than there. And then it's also similar to Marshalltown in that all three of those, it's in the out and back are pretty close to the same. And then you do something in the middle,
okay.
But your out and your back are kind of very similar start and finish area. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I know also after your meet, you had time to do a little more bonding too here with kind of your aunt. You have a little potluck type thing afterwards, right?
Yeah. Yep. When we got the meet moved to Maytag Park, one of the senior parents was like, hey, you know, there's a shelter house there.
Yeah.
Why don't we rent it? Why don't we kind of, you know, have another team thing, kind of, you know, enjoy the fact that it's our senior night, really. And it's just, we've continued to do it ever since.
Yeah, you do it with the boys.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you said it's real handy and nice to do there. And plus, you know, you have family there too. They don't have to drive.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, everybody's so, there. And it's, yeah, it's just another chance to have everybody together and, yeah.
So, you know, kind of getting towards the tail end of the season here. Have you progressed the way from, you know, the lower levels runners you had that you've been trying to bring up in the top levels? You've seen the progress that you would like?
Yeah, definitely. Have definitely seen that. And just know, you know, we got these couple of weeks to really get some good training in ahead of Wartburg, and then we just kind of are back at it again with those last few meets. But yeah, I'm liking where we're at. But I think we all know that we can dig a little deeper when we need to here at the end.
And it's nice that the weather gets a little cooler this time of year,
too. I mean, we're hoping it does. Right now, it kind of looks like it's settling into a not hot, but not cool pattern. But hopefully then it means that cool's coming right after it.
And I believe after Wartburg, probably before the next time we have our little chat here on a Saturday, you have Fort Dodge Invitational, too. That looks like it has a pretty big field.
Yep, it's another one that's big field. It's a golf course. So, again, it's going to have, you know, nice footing. And it's the state course, so that's just kind of fun, too, to get to see that. And it usually produces some really good times.
And it's the last one before the conference meet.
Yes, it is. It has gone very fast.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, hey, thanks for taking time to chat with us today. Again, we appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Rochelle Tipton, the head coach of the Newton Girls Cross Country Team, joining us on today's Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.